Blog Talk Radio.
New day.
You're damn right.
What if everybody started saying that?
Gotham would tremble.
Everyone's gonna think you're going nuts.
Hey, Gotham!
They want mass panic.
You ain't seen nothing yet!
The laugh is fabulous. Use that.
And hello, welcome party people, welcome to Gotham Talk. Yes, we are back, season two. Who would have thought? Season two of Gotham is here, and it's now, and it's titled Rise of the Villains, Damned If You Do, .. Episode one of season two, that aired last night on September 21st, 2015 on Fox. So I hope you guys... Thank you for downloading the podcast, first and foremost, and thanks for coming back. I know it's sometimes hard to remember, oh yeah, they should be talking about the episode now, right? So I'm so glad that you guys came back, downloaded. We're on iTunes and on blogtalkradio.com. It's blogtalkradio.com/Gotham Talk. All right, enough of that. Let's talk about the episode. Let me read you a quick synopsis of the episode. Gordon is fired by Commissioner Loeb for his role in the Carmine Falcone's escape, while Bullock resigns from the police. Still determined to clean up the corruption in the police department, Gordon makes a deal with Cobblepot, who is now Gotham City's kingpin of crime. And Cobblepot agrees to force Loeb to reinstate Gordon as a detective and resign as police commissioner, being replaced by Essen. After Gordon does Cobblepot a favor by stealing money and accidentally murdering an unruly underboss. So there you go. Pretty gruesome episode. A lot of whoa moments. But it looks like they're coming back with a ton of villains. I mean, we're talking about Arkham Asylum. It got broken in. Let's call to the phone lines. Let's see, we have two callers here. So if you're listening, we're live right now for the next 26 minutes. Our number is 347-637-3821. Again, that number is 347-637-3821. Let's go to the phones from area code 239. Who is this?
It's Morphin Time. The villain was Zordon last night. How funny was that? Matt,
right?
Florida, what's up, buddy? Your number one podcast. I missed you, buddy. Your brother from another
It was a nice break,
like,
but
no
we're
other.
Back.
I missed you, man.
Just take a break and then, you know, come back.
Yeah, I know. I missed our podcast so much. I can't wait for The Flash, though. I'm waiting for The Flash and Arrow.
Cannot wait for everything. You know, including
know.
Supergirl. But I can't wait for that one.
It's going to suck, though.
All right, let's see,
it's,
buddy. We got two other callers right behind you from area code 469. Who is this?
Joe from Krypton.
What's up,
guys?
Joe? How's
Welcome
it going,
back.
Sir?
Pretty good, man. It's nice to be back.
Little meaty reunion here.
Yeah, you know it.
So how's the summer been treating you?
It's all right. I'm ready for the fall, so it's been all right.
Thank you.
It's good.
There you go. Okay, then we got one more caller from another area code 469. Who is this?
Chris from Kendall. How are you guys?
How's it going, Chris? How's Kandor these days?
Doing good. Kind of awesome.
Pretty hot over there, right?
A little bit.
Just a little bit. All right. Yeah, that bottle could get really warm. All right. So, yeah, I hope you guys watched episode one of season two, Rise of the Villains. Joe, let's start with you. Your first, did you watch it? And the second question is, what did you think? First gut reaction.
No, I'm just here to listen. Unfortunately, guys, I don't get Dish TV until October 2nd. From then on forward, I'll be able to keep up with you guys on the show. But I'm
all
just
right
here to listen to
I hope
you guys.
I hope we're not ruining it for you.
Nah, I'm not that excited for this show coming back, but I might change my opinion after hearing you guys talk about it.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of Batcave references in this one, as you know.
Yeah.
We left off on season one. Let's go to you, Matt. First gut reaction of last night's episode.
I mean, what the frack? I mean, Bruce getting into the Batcave. The Batcave
yes
was my top favorite. Gordon was such a badass. I mean, it was so freaking amazing. Seeing Zaz, once again, we get more body parts. Like you always say in Gotham Talk, do not eat during the
yes
body parts scene.
Thank you. Thank you. Do not eat while you watch this show because you would just vomit from all the body parts.
Speaking of body parts, in a few weeks I'm going to go to the Halloween Horror Nights with some friends.
Oh, well, be careful there. All right, Chris,
well,
let's go to
I
you,
know
sir. Did you watch last night's episode?
Actually, I haven't.
You haven't? Okay. All right. Well, you know, we're going to be talking about it, and hopefully we don't spoil it for you. But it looks like it's you and me, Matt, once again.
Yep, always and forever. All right,
let's
Gotham
rock this
rules
boat. Let's rock this boat. Let's talk about the Penguin, the pretty rise of the Penguin.
Yeah.
Once again, we see his gain of power now that Fish Mooney, if you recall, went to
he's
swim
dead
with the fishes. Wonk, wonk. Okay. I was like, I'm going to make that joke on the podcast. It falls flat, of course.
That's true.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, let's talk about the Penguin, Matt. Do you think he's going to gain his status quo where he gains weight from his a big empire that he's building?
Yeah, I see.
Because right now it's a pretty thin Penguin.
Yeah, I'm getting it now. He's got Cap on his side.
Yeah, yeah. Selina Kyle also on his side.
Yeah.
As you remember last season, Selina was kind of butting up with Fish Mooney. And then that turned out sour as she switched sides with the Penguin.
And the Riddler. Oh, my God. The Riddler was insane. I mean, see him.
Yeah,
what
was that?
I don't know.
That
was weird.
Awesome.
Yeah,
seeing him
that
talk to himself, I mean, through the mirror, that was amazing. I was, like, geeking out at that scene.
Yeah,
that
well, let's
stick
right now to the Penguin. Also, the Jim Gordon and Penguin scenes, there were, here we go, back to, if you remember, episode one, season one, where the Penguin and Jim Gordon already have their talks about, you know, one helping the other or one giving a favor to the other. And then here we are again in season two of episode one, where we see that relation that still carries on as Jim Gordon wants back in as a detective on Gotham's payroll. But the only way he can get there is with the help of the Penguin. And here we are, justice seeking guidance or assistance from the mob. Now, from what you guys have seen so far, are we getting a sense of Gotham being really as gritty as we want it to be, or do you think it's already past that point? Let's go to you, Chris.
I don't know. I really don't know. Go to Joe.
All right, let's go to you, Joe.
Sorry, I'm a little distracted.
Do I think Gotham is as gritty as we want it to be, or can it be more
right
gritty, is what you're asking? I think it can get grittier.
Or has it already passed that point?
I don't think it's past that point yet. I think it's about to get grittier as the seasons go on, for my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty crazy because if you remember last season, we saw the Riddler, as Matt points out, you know, his craziness, and when he killed that boyfriend of the girl, and he was, like, dissolving the bone and all that.
Ooh, yeah.
That was pretty nasty. Do you remember that scene, Matt?
Oh, yeah, back in the season one finale as he killed that jerk-off cop in who was messing around with Miss Kringle, and that was a bit of the rise of the Riddler, and then we got a bit more last night. That's when I was so geeking out at that part, seeing him talk to himself in the mirror.
Let's move on to the Riddler.
Right
there was a very awesome moment, as Matt is bringing up, where he is literally talking to himself. And the other side of the mirror, we're talking really bad at him, right, Matt?
Yeah. That's how he's going to become the Riddler, right there. That's like his fun side.
Yes. And it's so cool that he's so connected with the Justice Department and how corrupted that is.
I know.
Where villains rise from the police force. I love it.
Me too. I mean, season two started very fresh for the DC season this week. I just can't wait for more Gotham and other favorite DC shows.
Yeah, definitely. As the DCU on TV expands, you know, some connected, some not, and hopefully eventually they connect them all somehow. I mean, it doesn't have to be right now, but that would be great, right, guys? You know, all these six shows all connected somehow, some way.
Oh, that'd be a dream come true.
I can't wait, though, for DC.
And it's so funny when you hear, oh, no, that's never going to happen. I'm like, but why the fight? Like, why? Like, why not just, you know what? Forget it. Just do it. Go. But why the fight? Oh, no, that will never happen.
And I've watched the trailer for DC's Legends of Tomorrow like a billion times, and I can't wait for that show. So can't wait.
When does that come on again? I'm sorry
to go off. In January.
Okay, nice. Perfect.
Yep, in January, when we're getting a break in between Flash and Arrow.
Yes. Okay, so back to Gotham. As Commissioner Gordon gets his job back as a detective, it was pretty cool at the very end where Jim Gordon is putting on his badge and his gun, and then it's all in, like, slow motion. What'd you think of that scene, Matt, at the very end? And then the music comes up, and it's, like, in slow motion. And it's kind of like, it's a badass Gordon back on the, you know, on payroll as a detective. So it was just, like, a great ending for that first episode. And if you guys haven't seen it, Joe and Chris, definitely give it a chance. It's a great opener for season two. And it looks like they're jamming so much. And I guess that was our complaint, if you guys remember from the first season. They're just putting in way too many villains all at once. But you know what? They're not stopping. They're like, no, we're giving you everything. So now, jumping from the Riddler, now we're going to the Joker, all in one episode. And it's not even over yet.
Yeah.
So it was great to see Jerome back in this black and white stripes getup. do you think it's now you tell me this. Now that Barbara Keene is, you know, some psychopath and now she's at Arkham Asylum, do you think there's ever a chance that Gordon and her will ever get back together?
She's a crazy psycho.
No, but she's gone beyond, man. She's killed and wanted to kill.
How are we ever going to get Barbara Gordon if they don't? Unless this is
but
a
here's
universe
my thing.
Where there's
maybe
not
that's not the deal. Maybe she's not the mother.
Maybe
Jim Gordon names Barbara Gordon as, you know, his offspring
after
from
his
whoever.
First love.
Yeah,
that's true.
Right? Because we don't need a mom named Barbara Gordon. We need the daughter.
Nope.
I think that might be their little twist there. What do you guys think? I don't know. Do you think there's ever a reconcile relationship for the two? Let's go to you, Matt. Do you think they're going to try to put them back together or just go what we just mentioned, that it could be another person that could be Mrs.
Hell no.
Morton?
Hell no. I say get that psycho crazy.
She's gone. Remember the phone calls that she would leave with Jim Gordon?
I go, are you freaking kidding me? She's a crazy psycho bee.
Dude, guys, when you guys hear the voice messages, you're like, okay, yeah, done. He's never going to get back together.
What the hell? I mean, she's psycho. Like, if you
what about you, Joe? So, do you think they're going to make them go back together or go the other route?
Well, I mean, this is television, so I've seen crazier things happen. So,
true.
I say never. Never.
I remember
say
TV,
never
say never.
Exactly. That's what I was just saying. Never say never. You never know. In TV, anyway.
All right, and you, Chris? Do you think Jim and Barbara are going to get back together?
I agree with Joe. You never, like you say, you know, this is a TV. People come alive and die for however many years, and they're alive again, you know? They're redeemed. You know, they're redeemed. It's only season two.
Yeah. Or even to wear a Superman suit without wearing it.
Right.
Right, Tom Welling? Damn you! Damn you! Why couldn't you just wear the suit for 1 second? Damn you! Instead, we get a headshot. Okay, I'm going off target here. All right, stay on target. You're on target.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's open the floor to you guys. I want to hear. You know, what have you been? Tell me this summer. What attempt did you make to be like? Let me do a little recap of Gotham or any thoughts that might have come up during the summer of Gotham. Like, oh, geez, I wonder how they're really going to, you know, do season two. Or, geez, are they going to bring back young Bruce? Or is it going to be an aged teenager now, you know, Bruce Wayne? So a lot of people had that theory that, yes, it'll be a 5-year jump or a 10-year jump. Nope, that never happened. It was a... What was the caption, Matt? Was it 1 month later?
No,
remember
I didn't
they
see
said
any
like one month
later
or something like that?
I didn't catch that.
Yeah, it was at the very beginning. I think it said like 1 month later. So the gap wasn't that far up. So
yeah,
I want to open the floor to you guys. Let's go to you, Matt. Anything about Gotham?
Not much, really. I mean, I did go back and watch the Dark Knight films. Great movies. I did watch a lot of the Batman v Superman trailers. Oh, and by the way, guys, it is going to be Man of Steel 2. I found that out a few days ago.
Yeah, we heard that from Zack Snyder.
And I'm just glad that Gotham is back, and I so love the ending as Bruce is reading the letter his dad left him, and he goes, "Unless you feel a calling." That got me Batman chills.
I know. It looks like they're really speeding up the process here, right?
Yep. It's the rise of Batman this season. So I bet by season three, you're going to see him in his teenage years going up to Nanda Parbat and being trained by Ra's.
Well, I don't
even
know.
So do you think they'll bring Ra's this season?
In Gotham?
I hope so. Even though he died in Arrow, Merlin is the new Ra's.
At this point, though, the universes aren't connected yet. But he's asking in this TV show, do you think we'll see Ra's?
Yeah, I think so. I'm hoping to. Because Wayne is trained by him.
Yeah.
And Talia.
I mean, at some point, that's
got to
happen,
Talia.
Right, guys?
Yeah. Well, did you guys?
Or do you think they'll go the Michael Keaton route? And never even having met Ra's.
Well, do you guys think the showrunner said he's bringing in the Court of Owls at some point? Do you think we'll get the Court of Owls first or after Ra's?
Oh, I think we'll get Owls first. Definitely Owls.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you
what about you, Chris? Owls
season?
First?
Do you think we'll get Bane? Bane origins this season?
Bane origin?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. What do you guys think, Joe? Do you think Bane might make an appearance? Before you answer.
I think probably in the very last season they will. I don't know. It's kind of too early, man.
Talk about villain overload.
Yeah, there's too many villains already.
Was in it in season
one. It's crazy. I'm like, first of all, how does one city can contain all these lunatics at one time? At one time.
Yeah.
Not like trickling in one after another, or like, you know, two a year or one a year. No, no.
Oh,
bam.
I guess I'm getting
the
around.
City gets hit.
Yeah,
true. All right, guys, I have to cut it short. I have to.
All right, Matt, thank you for calling in. Give us your shout out really quick before you leave.
I'm glad we're back. Are we going to have a podcast tomorrow night for Marvel Film Talk?
No, we're going to probably do that in a couple of weeks, Matt. I'll talk to you then.
All right, man. Can't wait for Flash.
All right, cool. Talk to you later.
Night.
Bye.
Night, guys. Bye.
Good night.
All right. So let's go to you, Joe. What have you been doing in order to keep up with Gotham this summer?
Well, I hate that Matt just hung up because I was going to tease him a little bit and tell him, hey, breaking news, movie pilot just confirmed that The Flash has an all-new secret episode premiering tonight. And I wanted to hear him lose his mind and go look on movie pilot.
Oh, he totally would.
Oh, man. I'm not gonna lie to you, man. I watched all of season one except for the finale. I haven't even watched the finale yet. That's how much that season lost me, man. But now that you guys are saying that this one's pretty good, the premiere of season two,
this one's good.
It kind of piques my interest again. So I'll probably go back and watch it tomorrow night and then catch up with the.
Now there's some great moments.
Two.
You know, another one that's more current with our situation with the police. There was one scene that, and I even saw a write-up on some blogs, too. I'm like, that's going to be written up, watch. Where Jim Gordon, he's a street cop or a traffic cop, and he sees these looters, you know, running out of the store, and he gets one, and he says, you know, and at first he has a gun pointed at him, and then he goes, look, I'm not going to shoot you. And, you know, before, Jim Gordon would have probably shoot his kneecaps or something, right? But he kind of did the PC version of what a cop should do, and just talk and be reasonable and not point a gun at the person, because obviously you're not going to get a positive response because, you know, they have a gun pointed at them. But it was a very PC moment where they added that moment where Jim Gordon decides. But then again, it's Jim Gordon. Of course, he's the good guy. So it's kind of like you can take it both ways.
Yeah, he's not going to shoot first and ask questions later. He's going to be that guy that you described. Yeah.
See, I would accept that more with Harvey rather than Jim.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Harvey's an asshole.
Yeah.
You're talking about Bullock, right? Not Harvey Dent.
Yeah, Harvey Bullock. Oh. No, not Harvey Dent. No, we know where he goes.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, how have you been keeping up with Gotham?
Nothing. I didn't do anything about it. I mean, I watched all of them, you know, when it was aired, and I didn't do anything to recap or anything, so I'm good.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for sharing that you did nothing to keep in touch with Gotham. Very interesting.
I called Jim Gunn. We had a talk for a while about whatever, but yeah.
You know who I'm going to miss this season? I'm going to say it right now. People are going to be hating, and I don't care. Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah,
me too.
She was the only badass. Everybody else was like a little wimp and like, he hurt me, or I fell in love with my mom, or I guess not my mom. And no, she was like, get the hell out of my hair, you know.
Yeah, I'm also gonna miss Maroney.
Yep.
Remember Maroney?
True Don, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. I'm gonna miss Jada. He was really good. He was spicing up that show, you know.
Just keeping it spicy.
A strong female character, you know. I mean, not Marina Kyle, but you know, Marina's still really young right now. She's not really that experienced, you know, and
Go ahead.
Sorry. No, I was just gonna say we need a really softcore sex scene in this show, in this season, right? I'm being serious.
A what?
A softcore sex scene.
Why?
You know,
spice
it up. You know, because like Vampire Diaries and all that stuff does that. It gets the fans interested. I think we should have one.
Oh, they do? I didn't even. Well, I don't watch those, so I don't know. What
they
do? But
right,
yeah. Well, why can't we?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I think
writers, if you're listening, Joe wants more softcore.
Yeah. I'm serious.
Yeah.
It's really good.
That's a commercial right there. Softcore.
Maybe even our first gay loving on DC Comics TV show. Some gay love softcore.
There you go.
Softcore.
That has to happen, right? Wait, is there
that
one?
I think
Birds of Prey. I think, wasn't there a gay character in that one?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. I don't remember. That's been so long ago. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. All right. So, yeah, Gotham. Check it out. Rise of the Villains. Damned if you do. Damned if
you don't. Sir. Yes, sir. Is there another podcast after this one?
No.
When's Batman talk coming back or DC Comics talk?
It'll come back next week. It's going to be a double hitter. Cause, so there's plenty of Batman stuff I want to talk to you guys about.
Nice. Awesome.
And you know what? I'm declaring I do not like 66.
Which one?
I know it's blasphemy. But I'm like, you know what? You have to pick your sides, either campy or dark.
What are you talking about? Is that a comic?
Yeah.
What's it called again? I haven't heard of it.
Oh, Batman 66. You know the Adam West comic.
Oh, Batman 66. I thought you said 616. I was like, wait a minute.
Oh, no, 66.
Okay, I haven't read that. So it sucks, huh? It's campy.
Oh, man. Is this still ongoing? Because I might have read old copies.
I don't know. I thought it was just a miniseries, but you know who was writing
that?
Okay,
I probably did. I probably did just read the miniseries.
Our own Mr. Ralph Garman, Kevin Smith's friend from
yes.
the Smodcast, he writes that.
Yes.
Or he wrote it.
Yes.
Have you seen one of those shows, the Hollywood Babylon, Ralph?
Oh, I want to. I want to, because I'm a subscriber to those.
Yeah, man, they do it out of L.A., don't they, at the Hollywood Improv?
Yeah, yeah, just down the street from me. I could take an Uber.
Hey, if you go, man, and you write in to their email so they can shout you out, make sure you throw in Chris, Francesco, and Joe in the email so they can shout us out on the email.
Mm-hmm. Sing a song to these guys in a hot tub.
as who? As Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Right. Arnold
nice.
Schwarzenegger, David Bowie. He does a
singing
great David Bowie.
Singing It's Raining Men. Going out to Francesco Joe and
yeah.
Chris. Oh, that'd be a good song for him, for Ralph Garman to sing as Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's crazy.
Right, Chris? Come on, Chris.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Okay.
He's already going into song.
All right.
I'm playing it, yeah.
So thank you guys so much for calling in. I appreciate you guys every week. You know, you guys call in, and, you know, the times you can't, you know, I so appreciate your time. I want to give you guys time for a shout-out. Go ahead. Joe from Krypton, give us a shout-out, bro. It's been a while. Do it how you used to do it in the old days.
I just want to say it's super awesome to be back on Gotham Talk. I'm so happy. I can't wait to start podcast with everyone. And I want to say hey to everybody on the show tonight.
Very cool. What about you, Chris?
I'm glad to be back, and I hope more people call in, you know?
Yeah,
it'd be awesome. Just so they can hear me through the music. Bye.
Chris directing from his phone. He thought
yeah,
they could
cool.
hear me.
We need more people to complain. I don't think really?
No, it went up. I'm sorry. It ended.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
Go ahead.
We need more people to call in. You know, we need
shout out to Francesco.
Yeah, Francesco. Yes. Where is that for what?
Where's he at?
I don't know. He's probably asleep. Yeah. Is it like 1 hour ahead of me right here?
Yeah. He's an hour ahead of us.
2 hours. No? Are
you
in town or
you,
central?
Man.
He's 3 hours for you, Jesus.
Are you
central
or mountain?
We're central. He's eastern.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, he's probably snoring right now.
What time is it over there?
It's 11 o'clock. Or 10:30. Yeah, it's 10:30.
Okay, still early. You guys could go to the clubs.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I want to go to bed.
That's actually a gay club he's talking about, bed.
All right, on that note, we're going to wrap it up before it gets way crazier.
This is
Gotham Talk.
Yeah.
Have a good night, guys.
Merry bad.
Good night.
All right.